Good day to you all. I'm your host, Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, with a roundup of the key headlines in Australia's finance sector on this fine Saturday, the 9th of March, 2024. First out of the gate today, we take note of the Insurance Council of Australia's report marking insured losses from recent weather events, namely floods and the swathe of destruction left by Cyclone Jasper, hitting a whopping $1.2 billion. Significant strides have been made in recovery efforts, with 28% of the staggering 90,000 claims already settled. Cyclone Jasper's seen her share of claims averaging a substantial $28,000 each, compared to the less than $10,000 from the other claims. The council's CEO, Andrew Hall, has reassured all insured parties of meticulous assessments and repairs, spelling out a clear commitment towards long-term recovery. More statistics shedding light on the insurance effects of mid-February's storms in Victoria are expected shortly, so stay tuned for additional details on the season's financial fallout. Switching gears, let's delve into the Australian housing market. Data rolling off CoreLogic's daily dwelling values index paints a mixed bag of growth across our cities. While Perth, Adelaide, and Brisbane are basking in robust property value increases, our friends in Sydney and Melbourne seem to be hitting a bit of a lull. The ABS recently reported a significant dip in new housing loan commitments, which hints at a possible market slowdown. Nevertheless, the continued match of high demand against limited supply might keep the property values in an upward trajectory over the next half a year, especially if the RBA introduces interest rate cuts. This may cushion the blow and drive moderate value growth. Early fans of self-managed super funds, or SMSFs, will find this interesting. There's been a spurt in contributions flowing from property sales, averaging around $281,500. According to the Class Benchmark report, this suggests a change of tide in SMSF trustees' approach towards bolstering retirement funds, with more utilizing downsizer contributions. However, strategies such as super splitting and recontributions still remain underused, despite their potential. Advocates encourage greater awareness and uptake of these tools for effective tax management and optimal retirement planning. Lastly, we turn to the subject of inherited superannuation. This is a sector fraught with tax implications, which vary depending on the recipient's relationship to the deceased and the nature of the benefit. The tax landscape is pretty clear for dependents, but it can get somewhat complicated for non-dependents, who might face a tax charge on the taxable component of a super death benefit. Beneficiaries, particularly non-dependents, would do well to consult tax professionals in navigating this intricate web. And with that, we wrap up today's financial headlines. For more insights into insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I've been your host, Paige Estrotori. Tune in again for more updates as we decode the world of finance for you. Until then, stay financially savvy, Australia.